We're in the middle of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that Abraham was tested 10 tests. And Maimonides had enumerated the 10 tests of Abraham. And then the Mishnah said that 10 miracles were done to our forefathers in Egypt, and 10 at the sea. So those 10 miracles in Egypt, that the Rambam says, Aval ha'asara nisim shenasu la'avotenu b'mitzrayim, we're up to the 5th chapter, the 3rd Mishnah. But the 10 miracles that were done to our forefathers in Egypt, hem atzalatam esa makot. Maimonides learns that this is a reference to the fact that 10 plagues went on the Egyptians, and we were saved from those 10 plagues. B'shekol makah v'makah hayta miyuchedet b'mitzrayim bilvad biladei Yisrael. Each plague fell on the Egyptians alone, and not on Israel. Ve'ele nisim bli safek, and this is undoubtedly a miracle if you think about it. The Nile turns to blood. And the Rambam is going to explain. Umefurash b'Torah b'chol makah mehem shehayta b'mitzrayim bilvad. And in every plague the Torah points out, this plague befell the Egyptians alone. Chutz min hakinim, the only exception is with regard to lice, shelo piresh ben davar ze. That over there the Torah doesn't explicitly state it, avla davar yadua shelo anash et Yisrael. But it's known that God wasn't punishing Israel, ela yu mitzuyim etzadam velo zikum. But rather, the lice were throughout Egypt, they wouldn't harm the Jews. Bekach pershu chachamim, avla shar arei mefurash ben. And that's what our sages explain, and the rest is explicit. Amar bedam, when you look at the plague of blood, it says, V'lo yachalu Mitzrayim lishtot mayim min ha'or, the Egyptians couldn't drink water from the Nile. The verse is saying, the Egyptians couldn't drink water from the Nile. Mashma, it seems to indicate, she'anezek haya be'em bilvad, that only the Egyptians were that way. And we have a tradition that the Egyptians would see the Jews come to the Nile, take out a cup, and it would be water. So the Egyptian would come over to the Jew and say, give me that, take the cup, and then it would turn to blood. He'd say, okay, now you hold that, and then turn back to water. So the Egyptian would say, okay, you hold that, and I'm going to drink. And he'd try to sip, and it would turn to blood. So he'd say, wait, let's bring two straws. They take two reeds, and he'd tell the Jew, start sipping. So the Jew sips, and out comes water. So the Egyptian says, now let me try. He'd stick in his straw, he'd sip, and out would come blood. So God made it that the Egyptians had blood, we'd have water. The only way they could get water is if they pay for it. If they bought it from a Jew, then it would stay water in the Egyptians' hands. So now the Jews started making money. It says with regard to the plague of the frogs, Uval beveitecha, they will come in your homes, Moses says to Pharaoh, he says to Pharaoh, the frogs will come into your bed, they will come into your private rooms, they will come into your nation and in all your servants. He's indicating you, but not us. And when Moshe warns him of the wild animals that will attack, God says clearly, I will make a discernment between the Egyptians and the people living in the land of Goshen. That's where Israel lived. And when it came to the plague of pestilence, God warned him. God says, not a single Jewish animal died that day. And when it came to the boils, it says, the boils plagued the sorcerers and all the Egyptians. The Pasuk is clearly pointing out the Egyptians and not the Israelites. And it says a fantastic thing. Hail comes storming down. It says, only in the land of Goshen where Israel lived was there no hail. All around it, the hail is falling. When you come to the border of Goshen, it's a bright sunny day, no hail. And it says when it comes to the plague of the locust, your house will fill, the house of all your servants, and the house of all the Egyptians, to the exclusion of Israel. And when it comes to the plague of the darkness, it says clearly, and all of Israel had light wherever they lived. So the Egyptians have darkness, and we have light. So when it came to the 10 plagues, that's what the Mishnah means, that 10 miracles were done to our forefathers in Egypt. That is the miracle that we were not hit by the plagues. Then we come to the 10 miracles that happened at the sea. What 10 miracles happened at the sea? So that's what we'll see, Be'ezrat Hashem, starting next class, to be continued.